This presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
Miss Maxandra DeRozier. It's not about me. It's not about you individually. It's about all of us. Oh, I got my cheering squad there. Oops. And one back there. But it's not about us. It's truly about the company and what we're doing. Maxandra DeRozier came to the Virgin Islands not once, not twice, not three times, but four times to help us get to where we are. So we truly owe her a debt of gratitude because this is how we do it. We work together. This is how we do it. She has been a role model for us. She's been an inspiration for us. She is truly, and I'm naming it for her, Diamond. Maxandra Diamond DeRozier. I'm speaking it into her. She's done it for us. This is how we do it. Now is her time. She solidifies, she compacts, she compresses all the words that we have heard. She does it not just for us in the Virgin Islands, but for all of us. So I chose to have to use as my background music to introduce to us Miss Maxandra Diamond DeRozier. This is how we do it. Let's give her a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Maxandra DeRozier. Diamond, diamond, diamond. This is how we do it. Let's get the music. This is how we do it. How you guys doing? How you feeling? Are you ready? Are you ready to take yourself to the next level? Are you ready to take your team to the next level?
Yes.
Are you ready to change your life?
Yes.
I have a seat. Thank you so much. Thank you, Janice, for that introduction. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited to be here with all of you this afternoon. And you know, it was because of one person who introduced this opportunity to me, network marketing to me. So I have to give it up to Mr. Andre Vaughn on the right. Now, outside, you have a sign. It says, mastering the art of recruitment by mastering yourself first. Mastering yourself first. And that is so important to me. The reason why I feel if you're not walking in your own truth, there is no way you're going to be able to build a large team and inspire other people to move forward. You have to walk in your truth. And I have to say, you know, it took me a long time to get here. It took me a long time to realize and say, Max, you must stand in your truth. Because in this life, we have a whole lot that has happened, right? You know, from childhood to being an adult, so many things happen that a lot of times, year after year after year, instead of us rising up, we just keep shrinking down. And you think the older you become, you must really be rising up. But the truth is, a lot of us, as we grow older, we keep shrinking. As we grow older, somehow we pick up that, you know what? It's not okay to be who we are. We walk around being someone else or wanting to be somebody else because perhaps you see someone, maybe the way that they do things or the way they act, you want to be like them instead of being like yourself. And I
truly believe that in my life, there is no way I would be here, standing here with you, speaking to you, if it wasn't for my faith in God. So some people say, well, Max, you know, everyone believes in different things, and that's right. But for me, I believe in God because of the life that I had. With that life, the life was meant for me to keep shrinking. For me to shrink to the point that I don't even know who I am and whose I am. Because I am God's child, and because I am God's child, everything is possible. But if it is possible for me, what I want you to leave here with tonight is that it is also possible for you. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care what you've been through. There isn't anything that you want. Those desires that you have in your heart that you haven't shared with anyone, none of that, all of it, it is all truly possible. It's possible. Now, I was raised in a home with my dad and my stepmom in Haiti, although I grew up a few years with my mother. And by the age of 10, I was raped. By the age of 12, I was abused also by a family member. By the age of 13, I was shipped here to the US. And the reason why I say shipped is because as a child, how many of you have teenagers? A lot of you.